This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We had a very blessed hour with Father John Martinez here in the last hour and some very, very insightful comments, I thought, from Joe in Florida, who has called us on more than one occasion, and the things that he brings to the show are always gifts to me and gifts to the listeners, things for us to think about. I share many of Joe's frustrations. You know, and I think many of the rest of us do as well who listen to this broadcast and to what Mark Lenn and Mike Piper and Hesham Talawi also bring to RBN and to the American Free Press. These are dark times, folks. There's no way of getting around it. And we've got a situation right now where we seem to be moving closer and closer to the Third World War that many of us have been predicting for a number of years at the behest of the usual interests. And I think Joe in Florida is absolutely correct, and I think John in Tennessee, our other caller this morning, would affirm this, that when you see the comatose state of a frightening percentage of the public and a frightening percentage of the church-going members of the public, it is very, very distressing to see this. Very distressing because it says that there has been a progressive, incremental brainwashing that's been going on in this country for a long time. The forces promoting this war have had so much influence in the news media and in the educational system, in our government and in the banking system for just eons and eons of time, to such an extent that the American public has progressively bought into more and more of this agenda unthinkingly. There are those who have some sort of a sense that something is wrong, but for whatever reason, as Joe identified it this morning, don't want to speak out. Is it because they are profiting off the system if they stay quiet? Or is it because they're scared? Or is it both? I've seen both sides of the aisle on this. I think there are certain people in the religious community who more and more are perceived, I think correctly, as evil spokesmen for the powers that be that are promoting this new world order and this incredible cosmic disaster that could begin with the onset of military hostilities against Iran. These spokesmen are paid front men, and they're paid very handsomely, in my judgment, whether it's with cash or airplanes or access to news media in the corridor of power, whatever it happens to be. That's one group of folks. But then there are also those among the religious faithful who have what I think is a false and misguided brand of piety, who think that it is not a Christian thing to stand up in the political and cultural arenas, that their brand of pietism says that we should be quiet, that we should not speak the truth to power, and that to do so suggests that we are moving away from the precepts of the gospel into dangerous, uncharted water when it comes to political activities that are not directly related to the proclamation of the kingdom of God. To me, that is a false idea. There are times when our commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I say this as an Orthodox Lutheran pastor, with many friends in both the Roman Catholic and Protestant communities who are also committed to the gospel of Christ, I would say that these precepts of the gospel from time to time force us to be involved in the political and the cultural arenas when there is great moral evil transpiring in the world that has a demonic component to it. We need to speak out and we need to act in a way that is consistent with the precepts of Christ, to be sure. Sometimes it's not always clear to determine what that particular course of action might happen to be. But I think very, very clearly, folks, now is the time for all people to come forth and to say exactly what Peter says in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. We must obey God rather than men. We'll be back with Mark Lenn of the American Free Press after the break to talk, among other things, about his No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're now joined by Mark Glenn, our usual guest at this hour on Friday. Mark, of course, writes for the American Free Press. He has his crescentandcross.com website, is one of the key activists and columnists anywhere when it comes to this whole question of Zionism and Israel and why there should be no more wars for Israel. That, of course, is a conference that Mark Glenn is coordinating. It's going to take place in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. That's Columbus Day weekend. There are a laundry list of great speakers that are lined up for this. And what I said earlier on the show is that there are many other negotiations that I cannot talk about and that Mark will not be able to talk about on the air this morning, where he's trying to line up some additional folks that it would be absolutely amazing, I will simply say that, absolutely amazing if some of these people end up being a part of this conference. Whether they do or do not become a part of this thing formally, The present lineup is absolutely worth your while, folks, in terms of coming out there to Southern California and being a part of this. I have read some of the specific information again today as to how to register. We'll be talking about that in this last hour of the show, along with all the contact information that you need, either through snail mail or through the internet, in regard to how to become a participant in the No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. Mark Glenn, how are you, my friend?
Marcus, good to hear your voice again, my friend.
Well, I tell you, I'm amazed with everything that you do for AFP, all the things that you do for the Republic Broadcasting Network as a guest, the various things that you help Hesham Talabi with, that you've added this No More Wars for Israel conference to your plate. How's that going, by the way, and what led you to feel that you needed to be the point person on this?
Well, it's going along just fine. So far, I haven't run into any real obstructions. Everybody that I've contacted, excuse me, in terms of being there as speakers, have signaled their willingness and they're being excited about being part of it. So that's been going well. Of course, there's a lot more to this than I had realized. Thing of this magnitude, there are a lot of details that need to be taken care of. But fortunately for me, I do have, as Mike Piper describes, I have henchmen who are taking care of some of the details. So it's going very well, and it looks like it's going to be quite a gathering. The ADL, of course, has already sounded the alert that a gathering of haters is going to take place next month. So that automatically signals to me that I'm on the right track with this thing.
Well, yes, and in something that I cannot presently talk about in the air, I received recently a rather nasty note from somebody in the neocon community, which made me think that I was on the right track, too, in regard to the things that I have been saying and writing about for a long time in some perverse kind of way. That kind of feedback is actually positive encouragement.
Oh, absolutely it is. Jesus said, beware the praise of men. Essentially, he was saying that if men praise you for the things that you're doing, then you're probably not carrying out my will. And so, especially these days, when we live in an era where Jesus and his teachings are held in such contempt by these interested persons, certainly if we're not getting flack for what we're doing, then we're probably not delivering the blows where they need to be delivered. And so this is something that we have to keep in mind. Yes, it's unsettling to have to deal with these people, particularly their irrationality. You know, when you try to reason with these people, you really stand a better chance of sitting down with your pet dog and explaining to him something as complicated as quantum physics. You probably have a better chance of success with something like that than you do with reasoning with a lot of these people. It's something I was discussing with a friend of mine last night. You know, these people, particularly from the Zionist camp of whatever stripe, whether they're Christian, whether they're Jewish, or whether they are atheist, trying to reason with them on this whole issue. We had an old saying when I was going through Catholic school. One of the things that was drilled into our heads regularly was that sin clouds the intellect. And the more sinful a person becomes, you know, the deeper they delve into an evil lifestyle, the less rational they become as well. And so, you know, these people, as you know, Mark, now from having dealt with them, they really do not think like humans anymore once they reach a certain level. And they have allowed the beast to take over their reasoning processes. And I think that this is why Jesus left us this this warning, which was don't cast your pearls before swine. You know, it's just a waste of time, and in the end they'll wind up turning on you and devouring you anyway.
Well, that's exactly right, and we had several thoughtful callers earlier today, John from Tennessee and also Joe from Florida. In Joe's particular case, he happens to be, like you, Mark, a very devout evangelical Roman Catholic, and Joe is sharing with the listeners today some of his frustrations with those he has attempted to witness to, both on the street as well as specifically in the Christian community, over how late the hour is when it comes to these very dark developments and how this war with Iran is likely to happen, and how we need to speak out as Americans and as Christians against these terrible things. He was expressing frustration with the either the lack of feedback that he was getting from most people, or in several cases in the religious community, folks who were just scared to say anything or to participate or to carefully consider the argumentation that was being brought forth by his DVD. I did not say to Joe on the air, just because I didn't think of it, I'm saying it now, that some of the people that I know in the Christian community, Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Lutheran, Anglican, Evangelical Protestant, those who have felt a need to step out in faith and to confess the truth on these issues are in many cases folks who have had to enter, as Christians, some of the secular arenas of journalism or talk radio or political activism of some sort or running for public office, because in many cases it seems that their individual confessions, the people presently representing those individual confessions of faith, are kind of looking the other way on this thus far.
Yeah, and really, Mark, I think what it boils down to is that for us as Americans, you know, being Christian doesn't really require us to sacrifice that much. I mean, let's face it. Nobody is dropping bombs on our homes. No one is shooting our children. No one is running us off of our land. Nobody is throwing us in jail yet. For our proclamation of what is the truth. And so, you know, just like all things American these days, as I said last time we spoke, we do suffer from this mental conditioning of sorts where we have an easy life, and you know, of course, having an easy life, it really does create very weak individuals. I mean, let's face it, when you go into any branch of the military, the very first thing that they do in trying to toughen you up and to make you an effective fighter is that they take away all of your comforts, okay? So in America, given the fact that this is the bastion of comfort and luxury, what this means is that we breed a nation of weak-minded individuals, weak-minded and weak-willed. And so these people, no matter what branch of Christianity they may profess to belong, the fact of the matter is that they're Americans first and they're Christians second. And so they, you know, that means they have an automatic a default mode, if you want to call it that, when it comes to sacrifice and suffering and all the rest of that. And so that is why, and see, the Zionists have been very clever in packaging this whole thing. You know, that's one thing, you know, they can be accused of many things, but the one thing that they cannot, that cannot be said about them is that they're not clever and cunning. And one of the things that they have done in packaging this new brand of Christianity, where Christians don't speak out against things that are evil and they don't get involved, one of the things that the Zionists have done is that they have gone through the Gospels and they have taken these passages of either Jesus speaking or Peter or Paul or whatever, and they have crafted them to their own agenda in such a way as to disarm Christians and to make them feel that not only are they not required to get involved politically, not only are they not required to sacrifice, but that it's actually a virtue not to do these things, that, you know, that there was an otherworldliness to Jesus' message, and therefore we're not supposed to pay attention too deeply to what's going on in this world.
Yeah, and it seems to me that in some respects, I see the way in which and this is something often missed by many theologians and pastors and commentators on the phenomenon. When I look at dispensationalism, for example, what we clearly believe, you and I believe, Mark, to be the false take on biblical prophecy, especially the dispensational premillennialism of these Israel first people like John Hagee. I was talking about this Wednesday night, by the way, down at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in San Antonio and teaching a class, talking about the way in which dispensationalism's view of the church has produced a lot of this passive fatalism when it comes to cultural and political acquiescence. We'll maybe take up that theme a little bit when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Mark Leonard, the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross joins us this morning, as usual on Fridays, to, among other things, talk about the No More Wars for Israel conference to be held in Southern California over the traditional Columbus Day weekend. That is October 12th through the 14th. Again, a little bit later on in the broadcast, we will repeat all of that registration information again. And again and again and again, not only today, but throughout the next 4 weeks or so that we can have as many people as possible involved in this event. Folks, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is already putting out its disinformation on this effort. They're already amassing protesters against those who plan on attending this conference. That is an indication, folks, if you had any doubt up to now that this thing is having an impact and will have an impact, have no further doubt. This is significant. I can guarantee you that based upon the people that Mark Lynn has already attracted to speak at this conference, as well as some others that he's in negotiation with, this thing is going to be noticed worldwide. be a part of it. Support it to the extent that you can with gifts. If you can register for it, come out and be a part of it, October the 12th through the 14th in Southern California. Support the individual people in their, if I might put it this way advisedly, their ministries. Not all of these people, as a matter of fact, the majority of them are not what we would call Christian clergy. I happen to be one. I'm going to be speaking there. Father Hunter will be there. He's a Roman Catholic priest. But all of these people, be they lay or clergy, are involved in the best sense of the word, I think, in a ministry of truth in an age of falsehood. And folks, the clock is ticking. If you looked at the latest BBC reports on this Israeli airstrike that was enacted a couple of days ago in Syria, and these repeated violations of Syrian airspace and the ongoing ratcheting up in the rhetoric of the Bush administration and Israel as it relates to Ahmadinejad's Iran, becomes very, very obvious that something is happening. Before we get back to our conversation with Mark, I also wanted to mention again that Charlie Jackson is going to be with me on Monday, along with Greg Felton. Charlie Jackson is the executive director of Texans for Peace, texansforpeace.org. I have not met Charlie, but I met his press secretary personally the other night when I happened to be driving right by the Alamo in downtown San Antonio, and I saw this peaceful, organized, legitimate demonstration against the Iraq War. And some of the people who were there, not all of them certainly, but several were holding up pro-life placards supporting the protection of the rights of the unborn at the same time that they were holding up placards in opposition to what Mr. Bush is doing in Iraq. I found that to be fascinating, so I got permission from the police to park for 10 minutes or 15 minutes in a loading zone in front of the Menger Hotel, where, by the way, Teddy Roosevelt organized the Rough Riders in the bar there at the Menger Hotel, for those of you who are not aware of that history, both as it pertains to San Antonio as well as national American history. But at any rate, here I was in front of the Menger Hotel in the Alamo, two symbols to many people of American nationalism, and I was talking to people about opposing this present conflict in the Middle East. It was good for people who were there to see that you don't have to be a liberal, folks, or a leftist, or a pacifist to oppose this war and to oppose the Zionist forces that are behind this war. And I'm going to be asking Charlie Jackson some very tactful but very pointed questions when he's on here on Monday with us representing TexansForPeace.org. I'm hopeful that maybe Hesham Talawi and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper might follow up on that show with some further examination of their own on this organization. Back to our conversation now with Mark. Mark, I was talking before the break about a lecture I delivered in South San Antonio Wednesday night. I was talking about the prophecy of the 70 weeks, or 490 years, in Daniel chapter 9. I was trying to cover in 2 hours the Maccabean, Roman, and two variants of the so-called eschatological school of interpretation of that passage. And without getting into all the particulars here, I was talking about dispensationalism in its understanding of Daniel 9, where, among other things, it posits the notion that the church is nothing but a mere parenthesis of 2,000 years plus in what should otherwise be seen historically as God's dealings with ethnic Israel, that the church is but a parenthesis, that it will be taken from the scene, and that God and Satan once again will renew their struggle in over the fate of ethnic Israel. Now, aside from all the esoteric interpretations and consequences of these interpretations that we could get into, it seems to me that when it comes to many people on the Christian right, both those who support Mr. Bush actively because they think that it is their mission in life to help Mr. Bush start Armageddon in order that they might be raptured into heaven more quickly before the tribulation begins, that's certainly one perspective that I find to be frightening. Then for those who believe in the pre-tribulational rapture in perhaps a more passive way, they think, well, I might not like our culture. I might not like what the Zionist lobby is doing both domestically and internationally, but I and my family will not be here during the tribulational period because John Nelson Darby and the Schofield Reference Bible tell me that we'll be raptured and taken into heaven before all of this starts. I'd like to examine the implications of that mentality a little bit with Mark Glenn when we come back. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, sign up for the No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I will be on the air this coming week from 7 to 9 a.m. Central. I'll be back to my normal two-hour slot from same time frame, just an hour less, 7 to 9 a.m. Central. Beginning on Monday, Charlie Jackson of TexansForPeace.org and Greg Felton will join me on Monday. My good and great friend, Dale Crowley Jr. from Washington, D.C., formerly of the Focus on Israel program on WFAX-AM up in Washington, will be with me on Wednesday. Father Martinez and Mark Glenn, as usual, a week from today on Friday. And then, of course, between now and then, I'll have people lined up for Tuesday and for Thursday, including one possibility as a regular on my show on either Tuesdays or Thursdays. I'll let you know about that when we get together on Monday. By the way, Texas Confessional Lutherans is having their conference this today and tomorrow in Brenham, Texas, Friday and Saturday. Today, September 7th, tomorrow, Saturday the 8th. Texas Confessional Lutherans. Who are these conservative evangelical Lutherans? You can find out more about them at www.concordtx.org. That's www.concordtx.org. A number of things that are going on in the Lutheran Church. Those things will be covered today and tomorrow in Brenham, Texas, at a conference called the Lutheran Free Conference, being sponsored by Texas Confessional Lutherans at www.concordtx.org. Mark, since I've been away for a couple of days, I've been a running commercial today. You will have to forgive me. But now that we're back to this conversation again, this idea of the church as a mere parenthesis in history and the idea of a pre-trib rapture that takes all of us who are believers in Christ supposedly out of trouble before it really starts on this earth. Aren't there implications to these concepts that explain at least some of these zany things that Christians either are or are not doing in relation to this present crisis?
Well, sure, and I'd like to preface my response by saying this. You know, that we have as an example during Jesus' own time, here, he was the fulfillment of prophecies that had been written thousands of years before him, and yet the people amongst him, supposedly, you know, the cream of the crop in terms of God's creation, they did not recognize him for who he was. Even among the apostles, there was only one, Peter, who actually came forward and voiced that he felt Jesus was the fulfillment of these prophecies. So that's one thing that we have to keep in mind, is that even Jesus Christ himself, despite having fulfilled all of these prophecies, despite having performed all of these miracles in the plain sight of all these people, in the end, the intelligentsia of this group, the people who are responsible for keeping their eyes and their ears open, looking for the arrival of this Messiah, they did not recognize him. That's one thing to keep in mind, which is that if this mistake could have been made 2,000 years ago, then it certainly could be made today. So we have to keep that in mind, particularly as we're listening to gas bags like John Hagee and some of these others who are interpreting all of these things in the Bible in such a way that benefits this agenda of disarming and defanging the church today in terms of what it should be doing. That's number one. Number two, the thing that you mentioned with regards to the rapture and all the rest of this stuff, the obvious effects of this are clear, which is, number one, first of all, you have Christians, they can basically these days be divided into two camps when it comes to this issue of Israel and Zionism and whatnot. Into two camps. On the one camp, of course, we have these lunatics who are jumping up and down and hollering, talking about the rapture and how we're all going to be rescued and we're going to be sitting at the right hand of God and all the rest of this. And then the other half of the church are those who basically just sit on their hands and sit back and do nothing. Unfortunately, this goes across the board. And virtually all the what we would consider the Christian faith, they can be basically divided into two camps, that they're either active supporters and participants of the current goings-on, or they sit back and they simply do nothing. And so, of course, as I said earlier, you know, these Zionists, they have been very clever in packaging this thing in such a way where not only is it seen as being acceptable, but it's even considered virtuous to do these things. And yet we have the words of Jesus himself standing in complete contradiction to this. Jesus never said anything about sitting back and allowing his enemies to take hold of his creation and to destroy it. In fact, he was very clear what would happen to those who called themselves followers of Jesus, but yet they refused to take up the cross. You know, Jesus said, if they have persecuted me, then they are certainly going to persecute you. And, you know, in various parables and sayings that he left for us to consider, he made it clear that there was no such thing as a reward that was going to be realized by anybody by sitting back and doing nothing. So this idea that these Christians are going to sit back and cooperate with this evil agenda, whether overtly or covertly, whether actively or passively. It just flies in the face of all that we have come to know in 2,000 years of Christian teaching. And so, but then again, Mark, as you and I have discussed, we were told that these days would come as well. Jesus talked about a period of history towards the end of time where the masses of people were going to be deceived, and he described this deception as being so powerful that even the elect would suffer from it. And so this is one of the things that we have to keep in mind. Obviously, we don't want to fall into the same kinds of traps that a lot of these people have, where they are interpreting these things, these prophecies and whatever, down to very minute criteria. But I think in the general picture, in the big scheme of things, we can see the outline of this thing as it is unfolding before us, and I think that we can make some rational decisions about what it really is.
Well, yes, and, you know, it seems to me, again, as we watch this whole thing, that as evil as it is, I'm sensing that in some respects the tide is beginning to turn. You know, as I talk to more and more people, just here in San Antonio, Military Town, USA, and here you had a peaceful demonstration against this war taking place some days ago right in front of the Alamo being sponsored by this Texans for Peace group, and in contrast to what I suspect could have happened here in San Antonio years ago, there was no overt hostility that I'm aware of that was expressed toward these people as others were walking by them at the Alamo or driving past them on Alamo Plaza in downtown San Antonio. And it was very striking to me that maybe even in a community like this one, with its strong, strong history of just monolithic support for virtually anything that the American military was involved with at the behest of the president, there's perhaps a dawning awareness even here that something is really wrong with this one this time, big time. And what I'm thinking, Mark, is that largely as a result of the activism that people like you have been doing on this for a long, long time, more folks are starting to recognize that this war is not as it should be, that this war is not in our national interest. But then you and people like Mike Piper and Hesham Talawi, I think, are taking this to the next level. You're identifying what I think is the core force behind this military involvement. And as people begin to contemplate that, and this is in conjunction with what more mainstream people like Mearsheimer and Walt have finally stepped out to say in their new book, I think that they're just providing a lot of cannon fodder for the sort of thing that you've been talking about for a much longer period of time. The more people are going, hey, if this is what is really behind this thing, I got to take a closer look.
Well, of course, it would be nice, to think that efforts on the part of people such as myself or Mike Piper or whoever are playing a part in it. But, I think really what it boils down to, Mark, is that, when you take a shot of whiskey or you drink a glass of wine or something like that, of course it has an immediate effect upon your senses, but eventually it wears off. And I think that, for the most part, the entire argument that has been framed around American and Christian support for this project in the Middle East known as Israel, it has not been something that has been based upon sound reason. It's been based upon bullying. It's been based upon almost a narcotic type of thing, that they have been spiking the punch of American of the American intellect now for many, many years, which explains a lot as far as the irrationality on the part of these Christians. I mean, when you get somebody who's drunk or who's under the influence of some type of an intoxicating substance, they're capable of all sorts of irrationality. And I think what is taking place today is not so much the fact that they are actually sitting down and reasoning through all of this thing, although I'm sure that it probably does take place with certain people. I think for the most part, what is happening is that the narcotic is beginning to wear off, as all narcotics do. And they're beginning to realize, they're saying, my goodness, I made such an idiot out of myself, jumping up and down with this lampshade on my head, look at some of the foolish things that I bought into. This war is a disaster. It's costing me a lot of money in terms of my taxes. Young people from my neighborhood are being dragged off, and they're coming home in pieces. And so that really is, I think, what it boils down to, is that the narcotic is beginning to wear off, and people are being able to clear their minds a little bit. And so so this is something that, you know, we have to, this is why it's important for us to be doing what we're doing right now. When that narcotic does begin to wear off, we want to make sure that we are there to offer a cup of good, strong coffee to these folks so that they can help further revitalize their intellects and their spirits from this, and to say, okay, you've had a rough night. Here's a nice hot cup of strong coffee. You know, let's get you back on the road to reason. And so that's why it's important for us to be doing what we're doing right now, not so much to try to get the people to stop drinking the punch, because they're going to drink the punch at the party. Rather, it's to try to nurse them back to some type of intellectual and spiritual health once the effects of the punch wear off. And this is why I am putting together this conference. I think that it's important for us to do this now while we can and while it's legal. You know, these were the things that were done 2,000 years ago with the apostles and the people who followed Jesus. You know, they refused in the face of all the threats that were brought against them to be silent. And we have this proof that this was obviously something that was pleasing to God. The proof of this is the fact that 2,000 years later, there still are at least a sizable portion of the world's people who still believe in this man named Jesus Christ, despite the onslaught that has taken place, particularly over the course of the last 50 years, in trying to defame and degrade his image and his memory. And so this is, you know, call me crazy, and you wouldn't be the first one to do it, but I do believe that miracles take place. I think that if we show our faithfulness towards God and towards what he expects of us, then if we just do these seemingly futile things, such as writing and speaking out or holding a conference such as the one that we're going to be holding next month, that at some point he's going to look down upon us and he's going to say, okay, let's help these poor fools out with a miracle. And as I said, we have the last 2,000 years of history as proof of this. We take, for example, the case of the apostles in the various times where they were arrested by the authorities, and it looked like they were going to meet their end, and then miracles took place. You know, the walls of the prison fell down, or an angel comes in and whispers to the apostles and says, follow me, you know, I'm going to get you out of here. And so we have to use these things as an inspiration to do what we're doing. And I know that in the end, Mark, that God is going to have the last laugh, and that he is not going to allow this evil thing to destroy his creation. Now, whether we see this great victory take place in our lifetimes or not, I don't know. But in the meantime, we have to do what we can in order to help bring this about, and then let the future generations reap the rewards of our efforts.
Well, you know, Mark, you've counseled me many times, and so have other close friends of mine, as we talk about many of these dark and difficult topics and difficult days and the ways in which all of these things have adversely affected our lives, especially since we've chosen to be directly involved. It reminds me of something that I, in turn, was trying to tell some of my parishioners about the other night in class when we were looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I don't have it in front of me. But the text, written apparently by either Barnabas or Apollos, is something to the effect of, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then the chapter goes on to list all of these various great people of God throughout history who followed God and who were obedient to him, who did not receive the consummation of those promises of God until the life that followed. And I think that seems to be the implication of one of the major implications of that chapter. And that's why your words, I think, have special impact for me this morning, that as far as all the things that you and Piper and Talawi
and Willis Carto and Dale Crowley Jr. and others have been fighting for a long time. The fact of the matter is, it is certainly possible in the providence of God that we will begin to see some miraculous effects from this in this life, but the absolute guarantee that we have is not for this life in regard to the consummation of God's promises, but the next one.
That's right. And, you know, as I started off our discussion today, we were talking about being a soldier and being on, you know, being a part of something that in the long run is being done for the benefit of the country. You know, when you become a soldier and you go out onto the battlefield, there's a very good chance that you're going to be killed and that you are not going to be able to see your country delivered from whatever threat it happens to be facing at that time. But that doesn't deter you from doing what you have to do. I mean, Jesus said, no greater love exists than that a man lay down his life for another. Now, of course, we traditionally think of that in literal terms, that you have to lay down and die for the benefit of another. But it also means simply sacrificing your peace of mind or your comfort so that others may lead a better life.
We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and also Crescent and Cross, and we'll be giving out that registration information when we come back on the No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We were joined, of course, by Father John Martinez in Hour 2. We've been joined in this hour by Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. Monday, Greg Felton, my usual guest from Vancouver, Canada, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Greg will join me along with Charlie Jackson of TexansForPeace.org. Wednesday, of course, Dale Crowley will hook up with me from Washington, D.C., and then Father Martinez and Mark Glenn will be with me 1 week from today on Friday, per usual. In the meantime, we'll have people lined up for Tuesday and Thursday that I will tell you more about on Monday. Mark, let's get in these last couple of minutes into the particulars of this No More Wars for Israel situation in regard to registration information. How do folks sign up for this conference? I have the information in front of me if you don't have it in front of you, but go ahead.
Okay, first of all, they can go to the website that's been created specifically for this conference, which is nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. It's No More Wars for Israel, all one word, .blogspot, B-L-O-G-S-P-O-T.com. Or people can simply email me by going to or emailing me at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. And then you'll be able to find at the website, you'll be able to find the information you need. You can either send your registration in by mail or you can pay online if you'd like. But one quick thing that I want to mention, Mark, before the show ends today. This conference that we're taking, that's going to be taking place, No More Wars for Israel, of course, on the surface, we're dealing with the war taking place, the physical war taking place, but it is going to encompass much more than that, you see, because this war taking place in the Middle East is just a symptom of the larger spiritual war that is taking place as well. It's not just enough for us to bring our troops home from the Middle East. We have to get rid of these parasites in our society who are infecting us politically, culturally, intellectually, morally, in all other ways. It's not just enough to speak up for the innocents of the Middle East who are being killed, but as well the innocent unborn children who are being slaughtered in this war known as abortion. I mean, let's keep in mind that the number of people, the number of Americans who have died on 9/11 and who have died during the war is dwarfed by the 40 to 50 million unborn children who have been killed in this country over the course of the last 30 years. We have to take back the hearts and the minds of our children who are being polluted with this atheistic, secularistic, materialistic, hedonistic way of thinking that they pick up from our Zionist-run media. So this conference is not just about the war taking place in the Middle East. It's also about the cultural and the spiritual war that is taking place throughout the entirety of the Christian world.
I couldn't have said it better, Mark. We want to thank Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross for being with us. You can sign up for the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th, by going to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Charlie Jackson of Texans for Peace joins me on Monday with Greg Felton. I'm going to ask both Greg and Charlie if they wouldn't like to attend the No More Wars for Israel conference and to address that gathering October 12th through the 14th. We'll keep you posted on that event when these two gentlemen join me on Monday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time. This is Mark Dankos, America, signing off today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you. With